Women, War, and the Drive for 100% Americanism. Jeanette Rankin paid for her principled stance. She was vilified in the press for her lack of patriotism, as were other pacifists. She was not reelected to Congress until the 1940s, when once again she cast a vote against a congressional declaration of war. The World War I attack on Rankin formed part of a broader hypernationalism that quickly flooded the country and in which women played a part as both perpetrators and victims of the war-born hysteria. Nations predictably insist upon patriotic loyalty from citizens during times of war, but in the United States, this demand was deeply rooted in pre-war anxieties about the growing pluralism of the nation. Old stock Americans worried about the presence of so many immigrants and their influence on politics and culture, leading to periodic demands for immigration restriction and Americanization programs. The growth of labor radicalism, both the modest political success of the Socialist Party and the high visibility of the IWW in leading successful strikes and drawing attention to class inequalities, also fueled concerns. So too did the emergence of the New Woman, which in the public mind was often conflated with pacifism, suffrage agitation, and free love. Moreover, after 1914, the nation divided over the issue of U.S. intervention, and the Wilson administration rightly understood that many Americans were ambivalent about the U.S. decision to go to war. Part of the process of mobilization, beyond raising troops and manufacturing war materiel, was to publicize war aims and promote patriotic nationalism. The major federal vehicle for this, the Committee on Public Information, known by the acronym CPI, used modern advertising techniques to disseminate war information and keep Americans emotionally engaged in a war.